It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week, we'll bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll turn up the latest from Vection. We'll hear a brand new track from Garen Fisher's These Wolves. Get intense with the Inversion Circus. And check in with Gary from Backyard Superheroes. Their Never Give Up, Never Surrender album is out now. But first, joining us over the phone is Kenny Dubman. Kenny Dubman and the Fearless Four rocks the Red Bank Elks on Saturday, February 16th. Kenny, thanks for calling into the show.
Tom, always a pleasure, man. I always appreciate you having me.
Man, it's great having you back on here. And another show with the Fearless Four, which, of course, includes Eric Winicky, Matt Wade, John Hummel, and Matt O'Ree. You guys rocked the Saint not too long ago. What can people expect at the Red Bank Elks on February 16th?
Definitely a good show, that's for sure. I mean, these guys are just animals, and they're so much fun to play out with. I also think I'm going to bring some special guests in, maybe do a little acoustic set in the middle of our electric set. I'm going to change it up a little. You know, I want to be like open and jammy when I do these shows and not follow like a rigid, rigid guideline. So, it's going to be a good time, man. It's a great place to have a party. The bar is good and the drinks are cheap.
And I know that show at the Saint back a couple months ago sold out pretty fast. How could someone get tickets for this one?
I have stuff up all over social media, and I can provide them with tickets by mail directly if they contact me. They can also buy them at the door. I'd really recommend, though, because the place only has a 210 legal capacity. So, we're hoping this one sells out pretty quick as well. So, I'm all over Instagram and Facebook, and just look me up and DM me on Instagram or just shoot me a message on Facebook, and I can get you your tickets.
Yeah, what's the best way to stay on top of everything you're up to? Just search for Kenny Dubman, or do you have an actual address for that? How can people find you?
Website is kennydubman.com. I don't post events on that. I'll get to that soon. That's on my list of things that need to be done. But all the recent stuff is on Facebook and Instagram. It really seems to be like the medium, especially Instagram, with doing shows and stuff. So that's the best way to find out. I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, my handle is just Kenny Dubman. That's the best way to keep up.
Your latest album, American Songbook, recorded live over at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park, is available now. Before that, also, your album Reckless Abandon is out. How could someone get a copy of any of your recordings?
All the digital platforms, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, if you want a hard copy, and American Songbook, the newer one, is also on Spotify. Again, if you go onto any of those platforms, just search my name, Kenny Dubman, it'll bring you right to it.
And the track we're doing is off of your Reckless Abandon album. Tell us about Wolf at the Door.
Wolf at the Door describes in horrific detail one of the worst times of my life at the hands of someone that I was in a relationship with at the time. And that's about as deep as I need to go. The lyrics will tell it all.
Kenny Dubman. Don't miss Kenny Dubman and the Fearless Four, which includes Matt O'Ree, Eric Winicky, John Hummel, and Matt Wade at the Red Bank Elks on Saturday, February 16th. Kenny, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Hey, my pleasure, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Kenny Dubman, the Wolf at the Door, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I let you in because I was weak. You saw that and you stayed inside your disguise. You played it cool and covered your teeth and shaded those yellow eyes with blue. I took you in to give you some shelter from the big bad world that damaged your soul. I live with an illusion of peace, but it was only act one of a terrible dream. And I would not awaken for years, realizing my fears I had let in the wolf at the door. Would not be so obvious to give you
Hey, this is Kate from Bechtian, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Nine the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their new EP, Vindictive. Don't miss the album release show with Robe Tree and Lower the Veil at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on February 2nd. More info at Vection.com. Joining us over the phone is Darren Fisher of These Wolves. They got a brand new single we're about to rock on the podcast. Darren, thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Dude, it's always a pleasure to have you on. In a moment, we're going to do your new single, Holly Says Go. But before that, I want to talk about the music video you guys just shot. I understand it's coming out on Valentine's Day. Tell us about that.
So the song Holly Says Go, I worked with Alex from Black Wolf Imaging again. But this time, Holly Says Go actually has a feature artist, Siobhan Ricci from the band The Fuzz. It's just me and her on the track doing like a duet style kind of song. The song is kind of like a ballad. And yeah, we shot the video. I found an abandoned church in Trenton. So we did that, and then we shot it in a graveyard. And we also shot in a shower scene in my house. So it's going to be pretty cool. It came out really well. So, but yeah, it's going to be releasing on Valentine's Day.
You know, I don't think that since I've become the host of Jersey Rock that I've featured any band or artist video of the week wise as much as I have you. You are constantly cranking out awesome videos. What advice do you have for anyone who wants to put out music videos? Because your stuff is killer.
Do a lot of research. A lot of the ideas that I come up with and that, like the scenes and stuff like that. Like do your research and actually like go to locations and scout locations, because the better of an idea that you have of how to shoot something, the better you can tell the director and the faster they're going to nail it for you. So that's my advice.
And this video is coming out on February 14th. Where can people view it?
They can view it on thesewolves.com/Holly.
And beyond the website, thesewolves.com, what's the best way for someone to stand up with everything that you're doing?
They can go to thesewolves.com, facebook.com/thesewolves. And they can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter at @these_wolves.
And we're about to rock the new single from the video we've been talking about. Tell us about Holly Says Go.
Holly Says Go was a song that it took like 13 years to write. The song originally was inspired by one of my friend's LiveJournal posts back in the day before MySpace and before Facebook. There was LiveJournal, and one of my friends, Holly, was in an abusive relationship, and she was decided to break the cycle. So some of the lyrics are directly lifted from those entries, and originally it started out as like a guitar kind of hook, and then as it evolved, it just became this big monster of a song, and I switched it to piano, so it's a little bit more soft, and then it gets heavy later. And yeah, it was really tough to write about, you know, but I showed it to Holly many years later, and yeah, she liked it, so I'm very happy that she actually dug the song.
Darren Fisher of These Wolves, keep an eye out for a brand new music video coming on Valentine's Day. Darren, thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah, bro. Right now, let's do that track. Here's These Wolves with Holly Says Go on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
stagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.
Hey everyone, this is bassist Chris Davison of the Inversion Circus. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
The Inversion Circus with Intense on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Fire at the Big Top album. Score it at theinversioncircus.com. And don't miss them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on March 9th. Joining us over the phone is Gary Mastriano of Backyard Superheroes. Catch them at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville on February 22nd with Less Than Jake and Annie Flagg. Gary, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, man. How's it going?
So this is a big show, February 22nd. Seems like every time I turn around, you guys are opening for another big act over at the Starland Ballroom. This time, it's Less Than Jake and Annie Flagg. What can people expect?
Well, Starland Ballroom has now become like our kind of home base. I think we put on pretty much all of our best shows there. It's fun when you're in front of a large crowd, and I think we're always the hometown heroes whenever we play a gig there, so it's fun to play there. Always something crazy. We always got some good stuff up our sleeve there. If you're in the front row, be prepared to catch me, because I tend to jump off right from the stage to the crowd. Sometimes that's successful and sometimes it's not. I broke my foot doing that last year, but hopefully I won't do that again. I'm a little bit wild, so it's going to be a fun time. Anytime you check us out, it's fun, but especially at Starland Ballroom.
How could someone get tickets?
I can get tickets through us directly. We have a big cartel site, backyardsuperheroes.bigcartel.com, or go to our Facebook or Instagram that will link to there. We're selling tickets with no additional fees, cheaper than Starland has them, and it'd be awesome if anyone wants to go to the show to get them directly through us.
Your latest album, Never Give Up, Never Surrender, is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
So you can also get that on Big Cartel if you want a physical copy, but it's also streaming pretty much everywhere that music is streaming. If you're like me, I like to have physical copies of albums I really like sometimes. So you can get the physical on Big Cartel. Otherwise, you can get on iTunes, Bandcamp.com, Amazon, anywhere where you can stream music.
What's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that Backyard Superheroes is up to?
Definitely follow us on probably Facebook. I know Facebook isn't as hip and popular as it used to be, but we still put out a lot of fun content on Facebook. The other member of my band, Becky, her and I do pretty much weekly Facebook videos that we don't plan out in ahead. So we just kind of go, okay, we're going to go live, and we don't know what we're going to talk about, and they turn out to be a lot of fun. So I'd say follow us on Facebook or Instagram. That's where we're most active.
The track we're doing is What If. Tell us about this song.
So What If is a fun song, and I think it encapsulates the Backyard Superheroes pretty well, because it's about, you know, living your everyday life but kind of dreaming of bigger things and saying, hey, what if I was a superhero? What if I had superpowers? Or what if I could do more than it is I'm doing and push myself to do more than it is I'm doing every day? So this comes off of Never Give Up, Never Surrender, our last album. It features nerdcore legend and rapper MC Lars. He's kind enough to throw a verse on there for us, and it's just a really cool track.
Gary Mastriano of Backyard Superheroes. Don't miss them February 22nd at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville with Less Than Jake and Anti Flag. Gary, thanks for calling into the show.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. Right now, let's do that track. Here's Backyard Superheroes, The What If, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Comics, superpower people with thought bubbles and comments. What if you got to use your powers? novel, a never-ending saga like DC or Marvel. Had to pick some favorites? Here's my top 10. The Dark Knight, Blankets, Mouse, and Watchmen. The Killing Joke, Sandman, Persepolis 2. Pink Boy, Black Panther, and Black Hole. Will do because I'm in the backyard with the superheroes rocking it. Scott will never die with MC Larson. There's no stopping it. Fly over comic like Calvin and Hobbes. We never stop exploring and we get the job solved. Life is hell, don't get mad. Alas, we're only human. I'm still shouting what we worry like Alfred E. Newman. Hey!
Backyard Superheroes with What If on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. That's off their Never Give Up, Never Surrender album. Score a copy now at BackyardSuperheroes.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter at the Club Rat at WRET.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.